Hey, it's Owen. Judith, I know you're stuck in a meeting, but I thought I'd at least set things up and start looking through the recording of the night I went to the house. I got it working. Codec error, maybe? Whatever. So, yeah, this was in October. It seemed like it would be a normal night, but it was not that. I mean, it was kind of like that at first. Didn't stay that way, though. But you know that. Okay, this is... God, Judith, name your files better. This is Spirit Board Night 44 Export 2.wav. Jude, I'm renaming everything, and you can't stop me because you're not here yet.
Call him.
He's not going to come over for this.
Tell him we have food.
Yeah, and then what?
And then we'll explore dank worlds unknown.
I don't like the use of the word dank.
Okay. How about we'll open his mind to a new plane of existence?
It's a little too futurist.
Okay. We'll all go on a magical journey of exploration into our hidden depths together.
Okay, that sounds like I'm inviting him over for an orgy.
Oh, come on. That's not what I meant. And besides, if I was inviting him over for an orgy, I would be like, hey, Owen, like, bring some baby oil and do some stretches.
What, like deep lunges? And no, I'm not saying that.
Hey, you're the one who brought up an orgy. Do you want me to call him? I will totally talk to him about digging into our respective minds unknown.
Fine, I will call him, but only if you never mention baby oil again. I'm also going to explain that you want to use your Ouija board kind of thing to contact the spirits or whatever.
Great, and can you ask him to bring snacks?
I thought I was going to tell him that we had food.
Well, we don't. I mean, not for someone who's aggressively lactose intolerant.
Right, your fridge is, it's full of cheese, and I think just cheese. You know you're going to get gout, right?
Yeah, cheese is good for you.
Okay, I want to hear this. Explain how.
Okay, cheese comes from cows, and cows live on farms. Farms are really nice because they're outside and there's fresh air and stuff, and old MacDonald had a farm, and he has a song written about him, and they don't write songs about bad things.
Okay, that's so incredibly wrong that I think it came full circle and actually became right again. Hey, Owen? I'm good. How are you doing? It's a little weird. So Claire and I are a few beers in, and, you know her creepy house? Well, she found a homemade, like, Ouija board thing in a box, and she wants to use it, and do you by any chance want to join? No, currently it appears we only have cheese, but we do have beer, and maybe we can order Indian if you want to chip in. Maybe Banjara?
Mother India's better.
Yeah, I know. No, not you. I'm yelling at Claire. Really? Oh, okay, cool. I'll text you the address. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll see you in 20. Okay, bye.
Did you tell him I say hi?
Yeah, he's coming over, so you can tell him yourself.
Perfect. Okay, let's get this party started. Time to fill this house up with some ghosts.
An unearthly presence might really up the resale value.
Yeah, I'm sure haunted houses are like the next big trend. I mean, succulents and minimalism, they are on the way out.
I can't wait for the Toronto Life article that's like, try incorporating an incorporeal being into your interior decorating. Hey, wait, did you turn on the recorder?
Oh, yeah. I thought it'd be fun to tape the whole thing. Get something ominous if we're lucky.
I like your thinking. See? I told you you'd like this.
It's not so bad. Gives me something to focus on. Besides, this house feels so big after living in tiny apartments, and sometimes the recorder is kind of like having another person here, just listening. And yeah, maybe that's why I need a ghost.
I'm sorry I haven't been around more. Like, work's been the worst, and my sister has been also a bit of a monster about her wedding. It's in 6 months, and there's so much time. Like, I don't have to write a speech now.
It's cool. I've been busy too. But you know what? I'm feeling good. Things are finally settling down in my head. I've been doing some reading and finding new ways to deal with my stress without, like, only drinking wine.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah. Here's a tip. Don't have your life slowly feel like it's falling apart all around you. 0 out of 10. Would not recommend. Anyway, I want snacks. There's some, like, veggies in the fridge.
And by veggies, you mean cheese, right?
Yeah, I mean, have you ever heard a song about a vegetable?
You know what? Never mind. It'll just be running through the evening. Hi, and welcome to Yes, In My Graveyard, now featuring Owen outside of an office context.
Hi, and yeah, no problem. So, this is the house, huh? Wow, you weren't lying when you said it was spacious.
I know, right? It's pretty nice.
I'll have to get the full tour at some point.
Yeah, Claire's just ordering food and then she can show you around.
So, what's with all the candles and the pillows on the floor? It smells too nice in here. Is this an orgy?
It's not an orgy. Why does everyone think it's an orgy?
Normally I wouldn't, but this place smells like a hookah bar and all the pillows are velvet and there's a silk robe on the couch and...
Okay, it looks like a boudoir and that is just a fun dressing gown I got for Claire for her birthday last year. But we're actually trying to commune with the dead, or whatever weird plan Claire has. She thought this would make it feel more inviting to any spirits.
Horny spirits?
Oh God, I hope not. She found a homemade Ouija board thing in the closet.
And what, we're gonna recreate The Exorcist?
Yeah, except it's not a piece of cardboard this time, it's a wooden board that someone made.
Weird. You should have told me I was walking into a spiritualist burlesque den.
You joke, but...
Wait, what, really?
Well, not the burlesque part. When Claire was first moving in, we ran into a neighbor and she mentioned something about how this house has a weird past, so like, maybe not too far off.
Whoa, hang on. This was actually a place of, like, questionable worship? That would be extra creepy.
I don't think so, and I haven't been able to verify any of the things of ill repute that might have gone down here. Claire said she'd look through a few more files that she found to see if there was anything behind what that lady said, but on the upside, she's been doing a lot better lately. Seems to have calmed down a bit. And I know she's still not sleeping super well, but at least she's not as incredibly stressed out as she was before.
Yeah, that was getting weird. I asked her one day at work to forward me an email and she burst into tears.
Yeah, not great. Anyways, I'm letting her kind of find her strength first before I push her too hard to look into the maybe culty lives of her family.
I'm sure it'll be hey, Claire.
Hey, thanks for coming over. Ready to speak to some spirits while drunk on spirits?
Nice.
Yeah. I made a pitcher of vodka and orange juice because I am eating healthier.
Because of the orange juice?
Yeah. It's a fruit. Healthy. It's like cheese. Cheese is healthy too. Didn't we just go over this?
Yes, just before the orgy was canceled. Anyway, should we get started and get a couple of calls over to the other side before the food gets here?
Actually, one second. Judith, can I talk to you for a quick sec?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. What's up?
So, I may have asked Adam to come too.
What? Why?
I know it's stupid, but... I've been reading some books lately about, you know, finding yourself, and it's dumb, I know, but it's made me realize that if I'm going to end things with Adam, I have to do it properly, and I need closure, and not to just run away, and that means facing him and figuring out exactly what I want, like, do I want to leave, or do I just maybe need to deal with my own problems? Anyway, to find strength is to purify the soul.
I guess, if that's what you want. What's that quote from?
Oh, in one of the books I found. I think my grandmother wrote it. Who knows? But maybe being more mindful will help. Anyway, I asked him to come by, told him that I wanted to see what comes of it. Also, it's kind of nice that you and Owen are here, so it's neutral.
Are you sure? You seem pretty set on ending it then and there.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. It feels like I've had a change of heart.
That's called missing your ex, and it's a very common malady.
Probably, but hey, what's the worst that could happen?
I don't know. How much time do you got?
Touché. I just want to try this out.
Okay, for the record, I just want to say that this is still likely a bad idea in at least 3 levels, but if it helps you, I will do my best to not pour chutney on Adam.
It'll be fine. Shall we? Okay, we're all here, we're full of non, and I think it's time we start seeing what this house has to offer.
Well, I think this should be fun, but I'm also hoping that you took some precautions before we start.
Precautions?
I mean, it's not that I believe in the supernatural, but One shouldn't go communing with the dead all willy-nilly.
The only thing nilly here is your willy.
What was that?
Nothing. No, it's cool. Let's do this.
Yeah, and like, this place is already creepy enough without ghosts, so maybe that'll just add to the ambiance.
I think a nice poltergeist would really help spruce up the place, you know? Throw some furniture around the room, smash a few dishes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sold. And yeah, come on, Adam, it'll be fine. This is just for fun.
Yeah, and I'm sure if anything does happen, there will be a logical explanation.
Exactly.
So what do we do?
Well, we've got the board and this little arrow thingy.
A planchette?
Yeah, that word. So we each put a finger on the planchette, and then I'll ask the questions. And no pushing it around. Judith?
What?
I said don't push it.
I only do what the spirits tell me to do.
Okay, well, I haven't asked a question yet, so it really shouldn't be moving.
Okay, that one wasn't me. The spirits are only telling me now that I should get another beer.
Okay, well, what's its spelling, though?
H-E-L-L...
Hell.
No. Adam, no. There's an O on there. It's spelling hello.
Okay, this isn't funny.
It's not me. Owen, should I be regretting asking you to join?
Hey, it ain't me, bud.
It's different. Now it's spelling H-E-L-P.
It just keeps spelling that out. Help. Help. Help.
What if we ask it a question? Unless...
The next person who says I'm pushing this thing around gets a finger in the eye.
Okay. Who are you?
F-A-M-I-L-Y.
Family. Holy shit. Are you my mother?
No.
Are you her mom?
Yes.
I mean, that's unsettling, but since you can't actually contact the dead, I mean, once you think about it, this is happening, and it's easy to understand how this is, in reality, some sort of, you know, automatic writing-like response.
Hush. Why do you need help?
T-R-A-P.
Trapped.
Judith, I'm gonna have to ask you to knock it off.
Why would I be doing this?
I don't think she's doing this. Although, if you are, I think it's time to knock it off.
Owen.
Okay, can we free you?
Yes.
How?
B-R-E... Break... Glass... S-S-S... You know what, that's too many S's. I think the ghost is stuck, and we may have to reboot it.
All right, time to smash some windows.
Oh God, I hope not. That would cost way too much to replace.
Could be fun, though.
I think this is getting a little silly.
Yeah, this is too odd. We're just doing this ourselves somehow, and there's no way this is actually a spirit.
Wait, look, it's going again. L-I-A-R, liar.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Ghost Grandma... Don't call my friend a liar.
Yeah, I'm a lot of other things that you could be calling me.
Yeah, you know, step up your game.
I guess ask it something else.
Okay, is this place haunted?
No.
Shh, let the ghost answer.
T-R-A... Trapped. Trapped. Man, this ghost is a real downer.
Yeah, come on, be more fun, ghost. What's a silly question we could ask?
Should I ask for a raise at work?
Is there a decent buffet in heaven?
Would you kill Ghost Hitler if you saw him?
Hey, okay, enough. Be nice. She's just trying to say hi while also being kind of scary.
Yeah, I bet she's dead sick of us asking stupid questions. Does she want a drink? Whoa!
Man, it's all over my socks.
We're not at the table.
We should be more careful.
It's fine. I'll clean it up in a minute. So what about this glass? Why are you trapped?
S-A-C-R... Sacrifice?
Sacrifice? Did you sacrifice something? Yes.
Claire?
Hang on. Free. Please. Holy shit.
Claire, this isn't real.
Shh. What can I do?
What'd it say?
Help. Help.
You know what? This is getting ridiculous and repetitive. So, you know what, Ghost Lady? Thanks for your input, but I think it is time we say goodbye.
Hang on. Yeah, maybe you're right. It's just...
Sorry to peace out so early, but let's just bring this home. So, goodbye, creepy grandma. You were a bit of a bummer, but we will see you on the other side.
What the hell?
That's it. I'm turning the lights on.
Oh my god, what a mess! Judith, I think you knocked the table over when you slipped.
What? No, did someone push me?
I think you caught me across the arm, or someone did.
I wasn't near you. Besides, violence is never the answer.
Yeah, I think you must have gotten startled and knocked into Owen.
It felt like a slap.
I swear, I felt something on my chest, like a push, like a hard one.
I mean, it can't. No one pushed you. Oh my god.
What?
Claire, I hope you're not gonna say what I think you're gonna say.
Do you think a spirit did it?
Darn it. Okay, this isn't a real thing. Besides, Judith, you're probably just a little drunk.
I've had like 2 drinks, okay? Someone pushed me and someone slapped Owen.
I mean, it was...
Okay, guys, just let's calm down. I think we're all a little worked up and...
A little drunk.
Okay, enough. Jude, can I talk to you for a minute? Owen, Adam, can you take the dishes into the kitchen?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what happened in there, I swear.
I know. It's just...
What?
I don't know. This is gonna sound crazy.
Say it.
Well, maybe there was a spirit there. I know it's a little eye-rolly, but it's not impossible. What?
A spirit conjured up by, like, a homemade Ouija board that brings back the spirit of your dead grandma?
I know, but, like, what if it is? I wasn't pushing that planchette, and I assume you weren't either, and I seriously doubt that Adam or Owen were. So, what if there actually is someone in this house who needs help? What if they're calling out to us to, like, free them?
I just...
What?
How is that even possible?
I don't know. Does that matter? Besides, even if it's not real, it's whatever. We can have a good laugh and move on. But if it is real...
It can't be, though.
Why not?
It just can't. Claire, listen to yourself. You're telling me that a ghost is trying to get help from you.
I think you're just looking for an excuse. You always want to look the other way. Maybe I want to believe that there's something more out there.
I can't believe we're having this discussion.
Well, neither can I. I just want you to stand by me on this. Like, I want you to stand by me if it really is supernatural.
Of course I would. I would. But just, I'm having trouble getting to that point.
Yeah, I get that. You know, you really shouldn't have been so rude to her, though.
Who, dead grandma? Sorry.
It's fine. Maybe we should just pack up for the night. I think I need to think some things over.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Do you want me to stick around?
No. There's not much to clean up, just that spilled beer.
Look, I'm sorry. Let me help. We can have chips, and Adam won't be here to tell us the dangers of trans fats.
Thanks, but I need to think about everything that happened. It's just, if there was a ghost...
I'm gonna be honest. It's gonna take a lot to convince me that there's actually a ghost or spirit or what have you.
I know. Whatever. Just maybe don't antagonize it.
Hey, they were the ones shoving me around.
Oh, come on. They didn't shove you.
So wait, hang on. You'll believe that there's a ghost, but you won't believe that it would mess with me?
I mean, maybe she was annoyed.
By what?
You were rude.
It's just something that doesn't exist.
Okay. I'm sorry. The night is done, and I need some space to mull this over.
I'm sorry. I'm sure there will be a good explanation for this. Maybe I'm just really clumsy. And drunk, if you're Adam.
It's okay.
If you need some time alone, I'll head out and, I'll get Owen and we can do something else for the night.
Okay. This is just so odd. I want to sit down and really think about it. Put some things I've been trying to figure out in a new light.
Yeah. Okay, I'll pack up. I'm sorry. I love you.
I love you too. I'll grab your coat from the closet. Do you want to go talk to Owen? And let me know when you're home safe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Are you sure?
Yeah, something pushed me in there, like just, like right in the ribcage.
I just thought you slipped.
Did something hit you?
Well, I saw you go backwards and I reached out and there was like a crack across my wrist.
I don't know. What do you think it was?
I mean, I don't know.
Come on.
The sane part of me says that it was something on the table falling over and hitting me, or your arm catching me when you slipped.
But?
The rest of me says that something hit me, and it wasn't you or anyone else at the table. And what are you thinking?
I don't know. The house is weird. I thought it was just standard weird, but I think it's getting to Claire.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was really big on the idea of there being, like, actually a ghost.
Well, I wasn't pushing that thing around. Maybe Adam was trying to mess with her.
It's not really his style. He's kind of like lukewarm milk turned human.
Were they always like that?
He's usually just the most like boring and well-meaning but overbearing man in the world. I once saw him compare three shades of taupe and then get rid of one for being too much.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll keep an eye on it, but whatever. It's late and we're basically at my place.
Okay. I'll talk to you on Monday, all right?
Yep. Oh, I tossed my recorder in your bag. Hang on.
And that's what I have from that night. Judith's here, and I've got two words for you.
And they are?
Baby oil.
Thank God, I forgot that was all recorded. Ugh, well, it is time to self-immolate. Goodbye, everyone!
Nah, it's fine. My mind is dank enough as it is.
That is true.
As for the rest of that evening...
It was weird, right? Ugh, that house is actively antagonistic. Is it possible for a building to hate you? Because if it can, then it's definitely not a fan of me. I thought the house was just like bog standard weird, but after re-listening to this and hearing that recording in the basement... Have you played that one again at all?
No, and I don't want to. Honestly, it creeps me out too much. And that place clearly doesn't like me much either. That can't be it, though. The house itself can't be mad at you.
I don't know. Can't it?
I guess that makes as much sense as anything in the recordings. At first, there were things I could write off as artifacts or issues or out-of-context recordings, but I can't stop thinking about that one in the basement and that voice. Jude, sometimes I hear it when I'm listening to something else, when I'm doing stuff at work. I know it's all in my head, but it's really messing with me.
Yeah, I hear it too. Can't let this get to me. I can't. We just gotta keep looking at what we've got.
What about the recording from the next day?
There's a recording from the next day?
Yeah, there's one... Hey! Holy shit!
How much more of that was there?
It was only 2 seconds long, according to this.
How long did that run for?
8 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you hit play?
No, is that...
Inside the speaker? I think someone's trying to get our attention.
That's not a hello, that's a warning.
Yep. I think it's time we go.
Yep, don't have to tell me twice.
Parkdale Haunt is an original podcast created and written by Alex Nursall and Emily Kellogg. Directed and produced by Alex Nursall. Engineering and sound design by Ian Bodie. Theme music by Phil Wright. Recorded at Pirate Toronto. Presented in partnership with the Frequency Podcast Network. You can find us and all the other Frequency podcasts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com. This episode featured the voices of Emily Kellogg, Alex Nursall, Ian Bodie, and Carson Pinch.